This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Uthman radiallahu anhu used to love freeing slaves. Slavery was still allowed in those days because it was very hard to free them. They became public property. So instead of Islam coming to free the slaves, it would have harmed them more. So instead it made a system where encouraged people to free slaves. They can free them to forgive their sins, or they can free them for any other matter. Uthman radiallahu anhu used to free a slave of his and go to the market, buy a slave and sell it. Every single Friday he used to do that. Uthman radiallahu anhu one day entered a room where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting, and he was dangling his feet at the well of Roma. And I think it was Zayd radiallahu anhu was standing at the door, and the door knocked. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Who is it?" And Zayd said, "It's Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu." He said, "Let him come in and tell him that he will be among the people of paradise. Bawashirhu bil Jannah." So he entered and sat beside the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his right. Then the door knocked again. Zayd said, "Who?" He said, "Umar." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Let Umar come in and give him glad tidings that he will be in paradise." He came in and sat beside Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu on his right. Then the door knocked a third time, and it was Uthman radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Let Uthman enter and tell him he will also be in paradise, but after a calamity, a fitna befalls him." And Uthman went and sat opposite to three of them. Some ulama say this interprets how they're buried today. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is buried here. Next to him is Abu Bakr, and next to him is Umar. And Uthman was buried a little bit of a distance in Al-Baqiya. Uthman radiallahu anhu was modest and shy. Now when the Prophet was sitting at the well, I'll tell you something. Aisha radiallahu anhu says, he had his pants, his sarwal, rolled up. And you can see a little bit of the whiteness above his knees. So his thighs. Which I think, from what I read from the scholars, that it's not haram if a little bit of your thigh is showing, based on this sahih hadith. A little bit of the whiteness of his thigh was showing. He didn't cover it when Abu Bakr walked in, when Umar walked in, and when Zayd was there. But when Uthman radiallahu anhu walked in, he covered it. He rolled his pants down. And afterwards, Aisha radiallahu anhu asked him, "Why did you roll your pants down when Uthman radiallahu anhu entered?" And he said to her, "Afala astahi min rajulin tastahi minhu al-malaika?" Should I not be shy of a man whom the angels are shy of? And he said, I thought maybe if Uthman comes in, he'll look at me and I've got a little bit of my legs showing, and he's so shy that he probably wouldn't ask me anything anymore because he'll be looking away, you know, just being shy. So I wanted him to ask for what he wants. That's his personality. Radiallahu anhu. He was so shy that it was said that when he wanted to take a shower, bathe himself, he used to wear a sarwal, he used to cover himself. You don't have to, but that's what he did. Because he used to be so embarrassed and shy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That gives us a lesson about when we're alone in our bedroom. And what do we do in our time when Allah is watching? Wink, wink. You got to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sorry I made a joke out of it, but I'm just trying to sort of not make you feel like I'm judging you, that's all. But you got to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secret and in open. Uthman radiallahu anhu finished the Qur'an in one whole night once. And one sahabi said, "You didn't pray two rak'ahs, you know?" He said, "I was praying the witr." In one witr, all night, he finished the entire Qur'an. Wow. Uthman radiallahu anhu, there was a hunger famine in Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's time. And there was a qafila, a cavalry, which he bought like 100 camels. And the people came up to him, the business tradesmen. They said, "We'll give you 10% profit." Another one said, "I'll give you 20% profit." The other one said, "I'll give you 30% profit." He goes, "I've been given more profit than that, more profit than that." They go, "How much?" They said, 10 times. So 100% profit. They said, "None of us will do that. Who can offer you that? Who's wealthy enough to give you that much profit?" Or actually 1,000% profit. He said, "Allah. Allah gives for every donation, every dirham, 10 times more of profit. I have sold it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it's all for the poor at the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. In the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu, did you know that there were so many conquests? Islam spread to a place called Qulqaz, Armenia, Khurasan, Cyprus was opened in his time, Azerbaijan, most of Africa. And he ruled for about 12 years, the longest ruling Khalifa of the four. So there was so much success in his time, so much innovation, so much technology. There is so much to say about Uthman radiallahu anhu, but I'll just say a few more things that we can gather from. Every time he'd pass a grave, he would cry immensely. And they used to ask him, why do you cry when you pass the graveyard so much, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? You know? And he said, well, because I heard the Prophet ﷺ say, the grave is the introduction to your hereafter. And if it is good, then what comes after is going to be better. And if it is bad, what's going to come after is going to be even worse. So I cry about the meeting in the grave before I cry about hellfire. And he used to say, on the day of judgment, if I'm able to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with nothing for me and nothing against me, and I don't know where I'm going to end up, heaven or hell, paradise or hellfire, I'd rather be turned into dust. And it's okay to think that way. That means that he always had Allah in his heart. Now, I want you to think about this statement that he's saying. We're talking about a wealthy, or super wealthy person. Super wealthy person. And he's saying that stuff. So you wonder what actually kept him humble? Modesty, empathy, thinking about others, and his connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said,
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّهِمْ غَيْرُ مَأْمُونَ.
Which means, and those who are always in fear about the punishment of Allah, verily, the punishment of your Lord, you can never be secure from. Now, it sounds negative, but it's actually positive. It's telling us that when we lose our way, remember, Allah has a punishment. It makes you come back. And when you go on the right path, you remember that Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. He's the most merciful, the giver of mercy, the most generous. So we live a life between hope and fear. That's the best way to live. Don't be too sure that you're the best and you're going straight to Jannah. And don't be too scared that you're not going to go to Jannah. Be somewhere in between. Somewhere in between. And this is how. When you see an opportunity to do something good, remember Jannah, remember Allah's mercy, remember the rewards, and rush to it. And it makes you so happy. And when you see an opportunity to do something bad, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. And that'll save you, inshaAllah. So it's good for you. It's good for us to have hope and fear at the same time. Don't be too extreme to the point you become so paranoid and obsessed with issues of hellfire and punishment. Allah is not an angry God. And also, don't be so sure that you're going to go to heaven and Jannah no matter what. I knew this man who never prayed. So I tried to sort of advise him, and he said, I don't need to pray. I asked him why. He goes, because Allah says, you pray so you can be a good person. I'm a good person. He drank alcohol and he's a good person. Left his wife for another woman in haram, he's a good person. His kids are just all over the place, boyfriends, and one of them's a sodomite. And I don't know if I should have said that. But one of them is, off the rails. And subhanAllah, he says, I'm praying to Allah, I'm a good person. If you're a good person, then you connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there's no one good or gooder than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no one better than Allah. There's no more khair more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you're a good person, you'll naturally attach yourself to Allah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Uthman radiallahu anhu has a sad end. In the last 2 years of his khilafah, there was a big fitna that happened between the Muslims. And I want you to listen carefully to this. This is the idea of extremism. When people become extreme in the religion, they become fanatic. There is such a thing. Sometimes people become so fanatic, they become so obsessed with the little things of the religion that they'll make takfir on someone so easily. The Prophet ﷺ said, if a Muslim makes takfir on another Muslim, one of them is and the other one isn't. So you better be careful. And if someone says another Muslim is a hypocrite, one of them is, the other one isn't. So you better be careful. If one curses another Muslim, like la'na, one of them is and one of them isn't. To make kufr on someone? So the Muslims became like that. And the people that made them become like that were actually hypocrites. And there was a Jewish man, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Sabah, who he started this fitna. He started making these rumors about Uthman radiallahu anhu, that he's trying to steal the wealth of the government, and he was giving it to his relatives and cousins. He was doing all these mistakes. He's, you know, he wants power, he wants... And some people, they wanted power themselves. Some people, they just got to their head where they just didn't want the rule of Islam. They wanted to keep changing things. And some of them, they took Uthman radiallahu anhu for advantage. They took his softness and his leniency for advantage. So they started making stuff about him. And, you know, some stupid stuff. One man came in and said, Uthman, I've got three questions for you. He said, what? He said, did you go to the Battle of Badr with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, no. He actually said it to Abdullah ibn Abbas. He said, did Amir al-Mu'mineen go to the Battle of Badr? He said, no. He said, aha. Why did he run away from the Battle of Uhud? He said, yes. He said, was he there under the tree when they gave pledge of allegiance to the Prophet ﷺ, which Allah mentions in the Quran? He said, no. And the man said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know that extreme ideology? He says, Allahu Akbar, as if he proves something that would make Allah pleased with him. And Abdullah ibn Abbas said, come here, let me explain to you something. He didn't attend Badr because the Prophet ﷺ ordered him to look after his wife Ruqayyah. And when the Prophet finished from that, he gave some of the spoils of war to Uthman radiallahu anhu, and he considered him part of it. So that's one. As for him walking away from Uhud when he thought that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the verse where he says, لَقَدْ عَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْكُمْ. Allah has forgiven all those who walked away. So Allah forgave him. And as for the Pledge of Allegiance, well, the Pledge of Allegiance was done because of him. He was trapped inside of Mecca, long story. And the Prophet and the companions cried for him. And they said, you know, he's probably killed. So come under the tree and let's make a pledge of allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They all put their hands together. And there was Uthman radiallahu anhu's hand that was missing. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is my hand, the second hand, which represents Uthman radiallahu anhu. That's your answer, mate, basically. But it never stopped. The fitna grew. Do you know what they did to him? Not one of the companions took part. But the companions, they said, including Ali radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, Zubayr radiallahu anhu, there was also all the other companions who came in. And they said, let us fight them. Uthman radiallahu anhu said, no. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me that if I wear, Allah's going to make me wear a shirt, do not take it off, which is the khilafah. Number two, he told me to be patient. So I'm going to be patient. Number three, I do not want to die in my reign, while I'm the Khalifa, and because of me, a single drop of blood has been shed from any Muslim. He gave his life so that Muslims don't kill each other. Do you understand what that means? Even though he knew there were hypocrites, there was fitna, there were extremisms, all of that, he'd rather his life go than the Muslims killing each other. They blasted into his house while he was reading the Quran. And his wife was standing there. He was like 80 years old. He's reading the Quran. You know why? And he was fasting. Because the night before, he saw the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr and Umar in his dreams. And they said, fast. Because tomorrow night, you're going to break your fast with us. So he sat there reading the Quran. One of the Muslim men who was weak, hypocritical, he walks in and he cuts the finger of his wife off because she put her hand out. And then he stabbed Uthman radiallahu anhu 9 stabs. And he said, 3 of them are for Allah and the rest of them were because something that I held resented inside of me. Which really means he only did it for himself. And the blood, the first drop of blood that fell from Uthman radiallahu anhu's body was on an ayah in the Quran which says, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will save you from them. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Uthman radiallahu anhu is a very unique example, very unique lessons to be taken away from there. And I'll leave that to you because my time is up. I thank you for listening. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.